Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Bucky Brooks, friend of the show, friend of mine. I don't know. You're pretty mean to Bucky.
Friend of half the show.
Yeah,
me and Bucky, we're still on the outs. We're still on the outs.
We were trying to get him on to discuss his latest column for NFL.com.
I didn't know he went to journalism school. He's writing columns.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he played, so he gets to do that. And scouted and did all that stuff.
All right, I'm just saying.
But good column. Title of it is Who Needs a Super Bowl When the Most? And these are his picks for all 8 divisional rounds. Now, we can look at every team, Rob, but I'm going to start here because this one was interesting. And I want, and it was players, any member of the organization. So it could be all the way up to the owner. All right. But let's start with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I have my thoughts on who I think needs it more. I'm sure you have yours, and Bucky has his. Now, Bucky said, Rob, it's Brock Purdy. And I do get the, you know, because obviously Brock, if he ends up winning a Super Bowl, then he will be the QB1 for the San Francisco 49ers next year. At least to start the season, unless he blows it. But he certainly would have that if he won the Super Bowl. He'd be the first Mr. Irrelevant to ever win a Super Bowl at quarterback and the first rookie, Rob, quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So it would do wonders for him. He'd probably get all sorts of endorsements and everything. But he's not my pick. Maybe as a player, because, you know, other positions aren't judged by Super Bowls the way that quarterbacks are. But I got another pick, but I'm wondering if it's the same pick for you in that organization. Who you got in the 49ers organization, who needs the Super Bowl the most?
Kyle Shanahan. Sorry about that.
Did I say? We are on the same page.
I mean, let's be honest.
I'll let you explain it.
Yeah, I just, first of all, I think Bucky's in left field, okay? Brock, it's a great story, Chris, but he doesn't need it. Okay, like right. He doesn't need it. If he doesn't win the Super Bowl,
he'll benefit from it.
He's obviously already proven that he can play. And even if it's not with the 49ers, Chris, he's going to get a look somewhere else. That's what already he's put in people's heads, that this kid can play quarterback in the NFL. So if they lose or whatever, say they lose the game, and it's not going to be the end of his career. Whereas
he'll be battling for the starting job next
right
year,
which is in a bigger spot than he would have been otherwise. Right. So he's already gained. Now, Kyle Shanahan, Chris, after a while, you know, you're the golden boy and you're supposed to do this and do that. And all of a sudden, you haven't won. You haven't.
Let me say this, Rob, you've been loaded.
You haven't won.
Before you go on, and I want you to continue because I know you can explain it well. But I'm just going to throw this out there. Now, we did a segment yesterday on Sean Payton. You talking about how he's so overrated.
Overvalued.
Right. Now, Kyle Shanahan, and I think he's a good coach, but people talk about him, Rob, like he invented the game, at least the offensive side of the game. I mean, you've heard people just, and I'm talking about former players, current players. People talk about his offensive genius. He doesn't need a quarterback. He's got this offense, you can throw any quarterback in there and blah, blah, blah. And again, I think he's a good coach. He's very creative and all that. I'm not trying to take that away from him. But I think he's another one. And I thought Peyton is slightly overvalued, although I have no problem with Denver hiring him. I think that's a great hire for them. But I think Kyle Shanahan's in that same boat, Rob, if not driving the boat instead of Peyton.
I'll give you one step better. I think he's been the most disappointing of these coaches that they tabbed as like the future, because he's been a part of some of the biggest choke jobs and failures in NFL history, Chris. Forget about, like, seriously. He was the offensive coordinator with the Falcons when they blew that 28-3 Super Bowl lead to the Tom Brady and the Patriots.
In the third quarter. It wasn't even halftime.
It wasn't right. No, it was Chris. And if you remember, to me, probably the sequence that sealed their fate, Julio Jones makes a great catch on third and many yards, sets up a first and 10 at the 22, Chris. You're already in field goal range.
Yep.
You run the ball three times. You use all 24. You use the play clock, right? You use all the seconds on your play clock. 35, right?
Right.
And then you kick the field goal. Guess what, Chris? You're up by 11. Tom Brady can't beat you. You're up by 11. That's not what they did. Kyle Shanahan has him pass the ball. There's a holding, Chris. There's a sack. He's out of field goal range. That was the game. They were beating the Chiefs.
Go ahead with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They were being the Chiefs, right, by 10 points.
2019 Super Bowl, 2020, but 2019 season.
Yep. Right.
And they're up 10, Rob, with about 8 minutes left.
And they're running the ball like crazy, Chris. Do you remember? They were running the ball.
Yep.
Stop running the ball, starts passing.
They had 141 yards rushing on 22 carries. Almost 7 yards per carry.
And then he stopped.
Averaging.
Right. Because he wanted to show you how smart he is. He's the smartest guy in the room.
There you go.
And that's his weakness, right? That is his weakness.
Yep.
And then they played the last one, right? The Rams. They were winning that game, Chris.
Yep.
Last year, they were winning that game and they imploded in the fourth quarter. That's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. And it's like he becomes a victim of his own ingenuity and creativity. Like, again, he wants to prove to you how creative he is rather than just winning the game. And Rob, I've said this about Jerry Jones. I've said about any of these guys out here who want, they don't just want to win, but they want to win their way. And obviously, why do you want to win your way? Because you get the credit.
Yep.
You get more credit. You get more glory. But here's the thing, y'all have to understand, Jerry Jones, Kyle Shanahan, others, If you win anyway, you get the credit, right? Does Robert Kraft, you don't hear Robert Kraft. He's not up in there talking after every game and on the radio and
got a all, radio, you know, show, right?
Right, like all these other owners from Kansas City or wherever it may be. But what happens? Who gets the Super Bowl trophy, Rob, when they win? The owner. He's the one on the field. The announcers talk to him. Haven't heard from this dude all year. And then he gets on the field, gets the trophy, and gets to talk, and gets the credit. And Shanahan, Rob, he had called a great game already to get the lead. All you had to do was run out the clock, and you would get the credit. So I'm with you on this. I mean, so I think Shanahan, we didn't even get to the other guys.
But that's
what we wanted to talk about.
Let me just give you real quick. That Super Bowl, Chris, seven drives as the play caller, right? He has seven career drives as a play caller in the fourth quarter
of Super Bowl. Right.
Three plays, fumble. Six plays, punt. Four plays, punt. Five plays, punt. Three plays, punt. Seven plays, turnover on downs. And two plays, interception.
And that's the boy wonder.
And that's who it is. And according to ESPN's win probability metric, Shanahan had a 95.3% chance of winning when the 49ers were up 20-10. Chris, you're talking about it with 7:26 to go. His win metrics there against the Falcons was 99.6 when they were up 28-12 with 9 minutes to go against the Patriots.
There you have it.
And between those Super Bowls with the Falcons and the Super Bowl with the 49ers, Shanahan's team, you ready for this, Chris? Have been outscored a combined 46-0 in the fourth quarter and overtime. 46-0
in Super Bowls?
And those Super Bowls.
Wow. Yeah, there you have it. That says it all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing
I've ever been a part of.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
Listen
to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We start with something that is utterly ridiculous. And I'm going to have Rob G come on and kind of explain the report about Jeff Saturday.
Well, as you guys know.
Because, Chris, it is ridiculous. It really is.
Come on.
Go ahead, Rob G.
As you guys know, Jeff Saturday is one of many who has interviewed so far for the permanent head coaching gig of the Indianapolis Colts. Now, most level-headed individuals think, hey, he was 1-7. He obviously didn't do anything to separate himself or show that he's capable of leading a team. So maybe it was more like a favor from Jim Irsay than anything else. Well, according to Jordan Schultz of The Score, Irsay believes that Saturday, quote, has the capabilities to be a coach in the NFL. And he adds in his report, that's exactly why Saturday is in this position and why Indianapolis was going to be deliberate and take their time with the decision, because they believe he is firmly in the race to become the next head coach.
Go ahead, Chris. Just go ahead, because I'm sick. Just threw up in my mouth. He should be eliminated from the competition after what we just saw. I mean, it would be a slap in the face. Go ahead. I'm sorry, because I'm already working.
Take him out of his misery! And take the Colts fans out of their misery. Rob, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. I think Frank Reich is a good coach. Frank Reich, I think, was there 4 years, got him to the playoffs a few times, never had a quarterback. Every year was a different quarterback. It was Phillip Rivers, as ancient as he was. It was Carson Wentz. And this year, when they fired Frank Reich, Rob, they were 3-5-1. And get this, they had beaten the Chiefs. Now, I'm not saying they were better than the Chiefs, but they beat the Chiefs.
Right.
They beat the Jaguars, who made the playoffs and are actually playing this weekend against the Chiefs. And they lost 9 points to the Titans. They lost 1 point to the Commanders. And they were blown out by the Patriots, and he's fired. I think, Rob, in that division, which was weak, won by Jacksonville, and they snuck in the playoffs, I actually think Indianapolis would have, if they had kept Frank Reich, they would have been in the running. I don't know that they would have won it and made the playoffs, but I think they would have been in the running. And Jeff's, it's not like, and look, we said it from the beginning, and so did most people. I'm not going to act like we saw something nobody else did. But you cannot, I mean, come on, man. You can't just hop into the NFL with no experience, even as an assistant and coach. And the fact that they are considering Jeff Saturday to be a head coach, and if this is a favor, Rob, to, you know, he really has aspirations of coaching, you know, in the future. If this is a favor so he doesn't look bad, then make him an assistant or something like that. Let him learn like the rest of the head coaches. And Rob, when I see how some African-American coaches have been treated, David Culley, Steve Wilks, was it Lovie that was just shown the door after 1 year? Lovie Smith. Rob, they weren't given a shot. So I don't want to hear, oh, but he was learning. He showed potential. He didn't have any experience. These dudes did not get a shot, a legitimate chance. All right? And you, this is not, the NFL is not the place to be learning on the job. Of course, in every job, the longer you do it, the more you learn.
Right.
So, of course, you keep learning. But when you get a head coaching job, for the most part, you are viewed as somebody who's experienced, somebody who has paid their dues, somebody who has learned a lot on, you know, in coaching as an assistant or what at the college level, whatever it was. And essentially, you're viewed as somewhat of a finished product. So you come in and you take the team over and we go forward right away. This is not charity. This isn't about you, my boy. I like you, as the owner, Jim Irsay. And so I'm going to let you learn on the job. That's not fair to the players. These dudes are busting their butt, risking injuries that could affect them for the rest of their lives. And you're giving them a coach that's not qualified. That is not fair. And it's not fair to the fans, Rob, who you want to pay all this big money to go see a team that has no shot because their coach isn't qualified. And again, nothing against Jeff Saturday. He hasn't paid his dues. And he admitted, Rob, that he might be terrible at the job. And if he's 0-8, he'll say that. Well, he was 1-7.
Right.
I haven't heard him say it, though.
And lost the last 7. Chris, spot on. Like you should be disqualified. You jumped ahead of the line, Chris. He had a chance to change the culture, win a few games, and they could have been like, see, we knew it. And he had a chance. And you can't use the same excuses that they're using to justify hiring him or what they use to get rid of a lot of these black coaches, Chris. They give them, say they have no roster, but they don't hold that against Cully. They didn't hold that against, who am I thinking
Lovie,
of?
Lovie Smith. The Colts had a better roster than any of those guys.
But those guys weren't, well, what do you want Lovie Smith to do? Look at the roster. No, get out. Get out, Lovie.
They want him to be happy, and yeah, of course, money helped, but they want him to be happy that, hey, you got
You got to look at all that money you're taking along, right? Get.
But that's not respectful. We want respect.
Exactly. And the same opportunity and accountability. Why do the black coaches have this accountability for not winning? But Jeff Saturday and Chris, he put together in those 8 games, that first game against the Raiders. And shame on all the people. Me and you, we said it from Jump Street. Shame. I'm going to shame them.
Coaches were sticking their ex-players.
Players. You remember
who
that?
Who wanted coach was sticking their chest out.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you see, you don't need to be a coach. You just need to be a leader of men. That's all you need. That's what Jeff Saturday is. He played. He been down there in the trenches. Yeah, right. And they also lost a 33-0 lead, Chris.
They were losing in historic fashion.
Right.
You're right. They lost in comical fashion. And again, this ain't fair to Jeff Saturday here. I mean, he's getting money. You know, maybe he's going to coach you. Hey, look,
well, go back to ESPN. He's all right.
He's not ready. And why have we heard Jeff say that?
Because
Jeff said, if I'm 0-8,
right,
I'll be the first to say, I'm paraphrasing, I'll be the first to say I wasn't ready.
And you know what?
And
now he's saying, well, I learned some stuff and I just need more time and my own quarterback and I wasn't able to put anything in. What? No. He really thought, Chris, and so did Irsay, they thought he was going to win 3 or 4 games and they'd slide him in. They did.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Am I right?
This was done.
This was a plan.
He was our coach of the future.
Yes.
Absolutely. No way. No doubt.
They had a plan. We'll circumvent that having to interview black coaches. I'm going to put my boy in, and we'll circumvent the whole thing. He'll go in, win 3 or 4 games. We'll say the culture's changed. Look how hard they were playing for. They lost, and then they lose the last game when the Texans throw a touchdown 4th and 20-something, whatever it was, Chris, to beat them. Like, they couldn't even win the last game and gave up the two-point conversion.
They were losing in comical fashion. And the culture did change. It got worse. I mean, come on.
It did.
Again, it ain't fair to the players. You want these dudes to get out there and risk injury and health and bust their butts, and you're not doing the same? You're not doing a real coaching search. I mean, maybe now you are, but you didn't do a real coaching search.
This is.
I mean, come on.
As far as coaching, Jeff Saturday's a fraud. He's a fraud, and they cannot install him as an NFL head coach.
I still don't think they will, Rob. Look, you don't want to get in the business of telling people who to hire as coach, but they should get a call.
They should get a call.
Ursay should get a private call. Don't have to be public.
From the commissioner.
Call, exactly. Like, look.
This doesn't look right.
I read this report.
Right.
Now, you're not seriously considering Jeff Saturday, are you? I mean, really, tell them.
Right.
And they've done that in other situations, Rob.
We know that.
Yep.
In Brooklyn, didn't the Nets get a call about hiring Udoka, right? Like, didn't they get like, this just doesn't feel right? Or like there's situations that, yep, I think a league can do that, Chris, and just say, this is not good for our league. You got people putting time, effort, energy. We got all kinds of issues going on with the hiring of minorities. That's not to say, we already said it.
Right.
We
give the black
right. We're giving them credit. They have had two black coaches. I'm not, right. I don't
and
have any problem with the Ursay family.
They weren't like, right? You know, just, oh, let's no. just hire a black guy so we'll be fine for the next
season. Jim Caldwell
years.
Was 14-0, Chris, with, yep, when he started with the Colts.
Yep. And Dungy, of course, won their only Super Bowl.
So I don't have an issue. It's not about that. I don't care who they hire. Jeff Saturday doesn't deserve the job. Just off of what he did not do, period.
Heck, Rob, at the very least, go get Ryan Clark or Dan Orlovsky.
Couldn't
Give
be worse.
Them a shot.
Couldn't
My
be worse.
Gosh.
And,
no,
and Dan Orlovsky could at least run out of the end zone for a safety for you. Put some points on the board for the other team.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. I mean, and we don't – look, we're not trying to pick on Jeff Saturday.
But this is ridiculous.
This is ludicrous. It is not fair to anybody. Anybody involved, this is not
fair. It's not fair to the players, Chris. It's not fair to the coaching ranks and people who paid their dues. And it ain't fair to Jeff Saturday, who ain't ready for this.
Or the fans, and of course the fans.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buyers buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion, also a former Pro Bowler. We welcome in former cornerback, Dre Bly. Dre, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's good, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up? Hey, Chris.
We are good, man.
Dre was one of my favorite guys in Detroit when he played for the Lions during that time.
One of your close, you know, what was it, close personal?
CWPLs, close warm personal friends, no doubt. So, Dre, it's always...
Rob, I was one of your good friends when you was talking good about me.
That's right. which you, as you know, I didn't talk good about the Lions most of the time. You know that.
Well, let's start right. Go ahead, Drew. I'm sorry.
I said we didn't give you much. We didn't give you much good to talk about.
No
back
doubt.
In the day.
No doubt. That's all.
I know you played for a few teams, but obviously with the Lions for several years. How excited are you about what they're doing now? And you know as well as anybody the history, and even when the team had a lot of talent, it just never seemed to be able to put anything together. Do you think this is real and that, you know, next year they can be a dangerous playoff team?
No, I think it is real. It's pretty cool to see. And, you know, everybody know how big of a sports town Detroit is. And they've been dying for a winner. And I think, you know, Dan Campbell, who was my teammate, and the front office has done a tremendous job in building that team and getting some young players. And basically, you know, the way we look at it, it's not how you start. You know, it's important that you start well, but it's how you finish. And they finished really, really well. They had some momentum. They built some confidence. And the future is bright for the Lions, man. It's pretty cool to see what they've been able to do with that roster in a short period of time and turn it over and get some of those young guys to play the way they've been playing.
Dre, let's go to the AFC, and we got the big game, Buffalo and Cincinnati. That game is in Buffalo. Talk about the two quarterbacks, Allen and Burrow, and which one do you like better? I mean, they're both great young players, but if you had to pick one, who's the better quarterback to you?
Hey, that's hard, Rob. You know, two guys is playing at the top of their game and have done a tremendous job in leading their offenses, and you know, two very talented guys. It's hard, man. I actually, when I was looking at that game and trying to figure out who I was going to pick for my little pool, I mean, with a few of my family members, it was kind of tough. But Joe Burrow is playing really good. He's very mobile. He has two very good threats outside in Higgins. I think it's Higgins and the kid from LSU, Chase, and they're playing some really good ball, man. And Buffalo, you know, those guys have been doing as well also. So it's going to be an interesting game. That game, Monday Night Football, got delayed, got canceled. And people was looking forward to that game. So I know this weekend it's going to be pumped. You know, a lot of people are going to be motivated and pumped up to see, you know, the results of this game. But if I had to pick a team, I would probably go with Joe Burrow just based on those guys been there before. You know, they've been playing really, really well. Kid is playing with a tremendous amount of confidence, and we'll see what happens this weekend.
How intense is it in the playoffs? I mean, compared to even a big-time regular season game, how much more intense, how much more preparation?
And, of course,
how many more nerves do guys feel when it gets to this point of the season?
Ah, man, it's much more nerve-wracking. You know, every play is important. Even more important than what it is in the regular season. You know, any mistake that you make can be it can cost you the game, right? Can cost you the season. So that's why your preparation is going to be a little bit more detailed You know, now that you're in the playoffs, I assume, you know, guys are staying over extra to study a little bit more. You know, you're not sleeping at night. You're going to stay up a little bit longer at night just to, you know, make sure you got your plays and your opponent down. But it's critical, man. You know, I remember this is the thing, like, because if you don't make the play, if you make a mistake, if you get beat, you think about it for the rest of your life. You know, it still plays that haunt me from when I played, when we lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady in 2001.
They cheated y'all. They cheated y'all.
They cheated. The Spygate, right?
The
Spygate. Right, they cheated. But still, at the end of the day, Rob, still, I don't care if they knew what we were doing. Still, at the end of the day, what it boils down to is me kicking a guy's butt in front of me, whether he know what I'm doing or not. Still, he beat my butt, right? Even if he had an edge. And studying and preparation, sometimes you're going to get the edge. But still, if you don't make that play, it'll haunt you for the rest of the life. So that's why it's so critical that these guys make sure they're prepared. When the opportunity presents itself for those guys to make the play, you got to make the play.
How about you were on that greatest show on turf team, that St. Louis Rams team. I know you played there 99 to 2002.
One of the best teams ever.
I was going to say that. That's a special team. Yeah. Do you feel that way, like you were part of something that was really, really special? Because you guys were fun to watch.
No, it was. And again, you know, Tori is one of my best friends. We sit back and talk about those times, those practices, those games. And when you look back on it, we were in it, Rob and Chris. We didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't know the caliber of players that, you know, that we were playing with. You know, we were just out there having fun and just running around doing what we do. But when you look back on what we were able to do, man, and, you know, 20-some years ago, bro, we were throwing. We had three receivers catching for 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Four, if you count Marshall Faulk. You know, Kirk was throwing for 4,000. You know, you had big Orlando Pace, man. You had London Fletcher on that team. You had Aeneas Wood. We had so many guys, Leonard Little. And you look back on what we did, and that's why, you know, when we get to talking about what we did and, you know, some of the plays that we didn't make, you know, we were very close to having our own dynasty. Tom Brady ended our dynasty in 2001, our chance to have a dynasty, and they started their own dynasty. So, but saying all of that, man, we had a really good team, very talented. Going against those guys every day in practice made my job easy on Sundays.
Dre, let me ask you last thing here from us on the Odd Couple. Have you ever looked at your stats or look where you fit in and, of course, winning a championship with that team and think about the Hall of Fame or where you fit in at all?
Well, you know, this is the thing. Like, you know, and talking with Tour and some of the other guys, you sit back and reflect on what you're able to do. And because when you're in it, you have no clue at what you're doing, right? It's kind of like it was
just
standard
playing
for us, right? You just go out there and make plays and do what you do. But when you look back on, you know, 20 years now that I'm done, and I look back on my numbers compared to what some of the guys are doing today, and looking at some of the guys that's getting into the Hall and getting all these accolades, man, I'm like, wow. You know, like my numbers stack right up with those guys. And so that's the thing, right? When people remind you, you know, because this is the thing, people remind you, like, dang, Dre, like, dude, you made plays, bro. Like, you know, Stephon Gilmore, I don't know if I told you this, Rob, but I've trained Stephon Gilmore the last 5-6 years. He lives in Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And he come home. You know, he's one of the brand Jordan athletes, and so we connected through that as well. But just having a chance to talk to him, interact with him, you know, he's a guy that's played tremendously well, defensive player of the year, you know, 6-time Pro Bowler. But if you look at the guys, today's DBs, and look at the amount of plays that they're making with more opportunities, right, and then look at our era of DBs, there's no comparison, right? It was kind of standard. Like, we were going to intercept the ball. We were going to get 6-7 picks a year. And they still didn't throw the ball our way, but we still found a way to make plays. And so when you look at statistics and look at – because at the end of the day, like, getting into these Hall of Fames and getting awards, it should be about what you do on the field, your body of work. But if you look at statistics all across the board, right, my statistics are right up there with the rest of the guys, right? And they're better than some of the guys, right? So that's all, man. You just look at what, you know, what we're able to do, our body of work. And so you have a legitimate debate, you know, a legitimate argument.
Chris, he had 43 interceptions. 43.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, 43. I looked it up the other day because I knew how many picks I had. I knew how many fumbles I caused. I caused 20. I recovered 13. I had 8 touchdowns, and I had 150 PBUs, right, in an 11-year span. And so when you talk about production and being productive, at the end of the day, like, I mean, that's production, man. And when you, like, having this conversation with Torrey, right, Torrey was the fastest receiver to get to 10,000 yards, right? The fastest receiver to get to 10,000 yards. And it's taking this guy some years to get in, right? And, you know, during that time, right, he was, I mean, and he was putting up crazy-type numbers. But, you know, also there were other good players as well. So that's the thing. When you look at your statistics versus some of the other guys that's being compared to you and receiving some of these honors, right, it just make you think, like, wow, right? You know, it's a legitimate argument, right?
Right. No doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Dre Bly,
man,
we appreciate
you. We'll have you on
us,
again,
man.
Dre. I appreciate you, buddy.
Yep.
Appreciate you guys, man. You guys keep doing your thing, man.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.